Very interesting political situation scenarios that are unfolding in New Hampshire primaries. It's quite interesting to see how the people will choose the person or the candidate that appeals to them.
What can Zimbabwe learn from what we're seeing happening in New Hampshire right now in terms of democracy and how the preparations towards the final election for a president is held?
Zimbabwe has many more lessons and insights to learn from the current primaries that are being held in New Hampshire. The electorate are given the free will to choose the best candidate, the candidate who appeals to them the most, and there are no cases of violence. There are no cases of intimidation. I think that is something that we have to learn as a young nation in Zimbabwe, that let the people choose the candidate of their choice and we move forward.
Who would you say have been the favorites, judging from what we've seen happening in New Hampshire right now for both the Republicans and the Democrats, and also give us your reasons why?
I think Mr. Trump could be the favorite. This is a big television personality. So he has been using his connection. He has been using his experience to connect with the people. At times, he could say very controversial issues, and those controversial issues were able to put him on a map. And that is maybe a marketing strategy or a campaign strategy that he used in order to sell his ideas to the electorate. I am positive that he could be able to win, because his message of prosperity to many people, that the United States could become once more vibrant, I think this resonates quite well with the electorate. When we look at some people who are not making it, I think that can give them a sense of hope and optimism that they might be able to vote for him.
And when it comes to the Democrats?
I think Mrs. Hillary Clinton could be the favorite candidate, and I think she might win. She is an experienced diplomat. She is an experienced individual who has been in politics for quite some time. So she knows how to play the game and how she can appeal to the electorate.